Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we should spend from that which we love. And if you look at the mentality, even if we look into our own lives, when it comes to giving in the way of Allah azza wa jal, usually we give those things which are spare, which are not needed anymore. You know, if you want to donate some clothes to the poor, then donate those clothes which are ripped and torn, which we don't need anymore. But Allah azza wa jal is saying that you won't attain piety until you spend from that which you love. What you love for yourself, you give to others. You know, to the extent that the Grand Shura gave a very, very striking example, which really struck the hearts of many. Even you know, when we go for Jumu'ah Salah, for example, and you know, the brother comes around for the collection, or they're waiting for collection outside, and we take our wallet out, we have 4 or 5 notes. Let's say, for example, each note is worth £10. They all have the same value. But the note which is old, the note which is folded or creased, we'll take that note and place it into the masjid donation box. And the crisp notes we'll keep for ourselves. Even though the value is not the same, the crisp note is not worth £11, and the old note is not worth £9, they're all worth the same amount, the £10 notes. But our mentality is such that when giving in the way of Allah, we don't give our best things. And this mentality has to change. We just heard that if you want to attain piety, and this is a pathway to success. The title of our show is the pathway to success. If you want to attain success, we have to spend from that which we love.
We also Madani Channel, whether it's UK, or whether it's America, or whether you're in Africa, you know, when we're talking about generosity, always look at the best example. And the best example is none other than our minds and yours and the universal beloved Rasulullah. When you talk about most generous, don't look left and right. Our beloved Rasulullah is the most generous.
Most important thing, like, what's the mentality? The mentality is totally different. When we talk about generosity, or we talk about the charity, people think very less. And we talk about to spend somewhere else, like shopping or something else, then they don't have a limitation for that, on that part. But here, I can give this, that's all they have. You know, even though, as you know that, you know, if we spend in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's a hadith that says, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّمْ مَالٍ, means when you spend the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no decrease in your wealth.
Yes.
It will always increase. There's a commentary on the hadith that says, whoever gives the zakat, and if that person realizes whatever he gave the zakat on the amount, that next year it will increase. So for instance, like he gave away only $100 zakat, next year he start going 125, then 150, 160. So that means that when you give the charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will increase the wealth. It does not decrease the wealth. But the mentality on our side, when you give the money, oh, the money is gone. And the fears go down. Oh, my money is gone. Instead of with the happiness, with the full of happiness when they give the charity to Allah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be happy I'm giving the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a beautiful
thing. These time, brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, when we're talking about generosity, we can be talking about in the form of money, or in the form of goods, in the form of kind, whatever it is. But when we give, our niyat should be for the sole pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because there is a great reward out there. For every time you invest into the path of Allah tabaraka, there is a great reward out there. Look, in the dunya, when we want to make some profit, we want to get some profit in the dunya, then we do an investment. We do some trade, we invest some of our money, we invest some of our goods, and we feel great because we know that we invested 100,000, we got 200,000, we invested 200,000, we got 400,000. Yes, now we can feel it, we can touch it, we can go on the internet, we can check our bank balances, we can check our profit, we can check everything, so simple. But the problem with us, we out there, viewers of Madani Channel, and us, the problem with us is that when we talk about investment for the year after, when we're talking about you spend so much in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you be generous, you be kind, you give in the path of Allah azza wa jalla, you feel that, okay, we are investing, but we can't feel the profit. Like how you, Islam Bhai was talking about the example about the notes. When you take the notes out, you know, you want to feel them, you want to touch them. So you count them, you want to feel the crisp of the notes, and you want to see the physical profit. Yes, when you feel the same physical profit, you put them close to your chest, put them close to your eyes, put them close to your heart, put them in your pockets, wherever, but you're feeling the profit. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this profit we are talking about, yes, indeed, you can't see with the physical eyes, you can't feel it with the physical fingers. Inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you will see the barakat in the dunya, in the qabr, and the year after. Definitely when Malakul Maut alayhi salatu wasalam Islam comes, you will see the barakah and blessings on the day of Qiyamah. You will see the barakah and blessings in the qabr, inshallah, tabarakatuh, for that investment that you made in the path of Allah, tabarakatuh.